Wonderful Jehovah, see how you gave me beauty for my ashes.
See how you gave me beauty for my ashes.
Papa, see how you turned my life around. What did I do to deserve this kind of favor? Marvelous
Jehovah,
wonderful Jehovah. When it looked like I was failing, Lord,
you made a way.
Yes. Even when I lost my way and I had nowhere to turn to, Jesus,
you made a way.
Hey!
Amazing times right here. 103.9 FM. A big welcome to you to You Say Waiting. Yeah, the big segment is on a big show. The cruise control. Dr. Shine.
My
quick. Let us quick say
quick cash. Make I love money, you know.
Yeah.
So if I hear you talk quick
then cash. Okay. Say, so so let's mention quick cash first. Star 281 hash. Select option 5. Play the quick cash game. Stand a chance to win 500 Ghana cedis today.
Straight.
Away from that.
Right.
Turn up barbershop.
Turn up barbershop.
Live in Medina.
Turn up barbershop.
That's right.
It's going down.
And we've got a new branch. Doku Road, opposite Fresh Zone Cold Store. Turn up barbershop. Let's just give it up. Yeah, big shout out to Frank Shine and the whole team.
Frank
Shine.
Oh, my goodness, this is looking too good.
Dr. Shine, Frank Shine. Yeah.
Wow. So aside the people where they did Medina, Adenta, Adentis, Frafraha.
That's right.
The way they enjoy them for Medina there.
That's right.
Now, it they go
Doku Road.
Wow, this
opposite
is good news.
Fresh Zone Cold Store. Big shout out to the whole crew.
This is looking so good.
Turn up barbershop, Frank Shine and the whole crew. You know, I appreciate you, you know, and thanks for keeping the turn up vibe alive.
That's it.
The turn up vibe, you know, keeping it alive. You know, big legacy. Know what I mean?
Like you say, I know say the turn up thing, a lot of people, they use them.
Yeah.
But at least, they for make you know, some people, they establish things, they turn up this.
Yeah,
turn up that. But you, Moku, just know, say, you know, you love the brand and you want to be associated with
that's
the brand.
Right,
so, Moku, know what you did, and definitely, you'll get big mention, Seth. You'll get big mention. We are live, hits 103.9 FM. We land. Moku, the weather not look good, though. The weather. Hey, for a cry here, could remember the areas. Kumo.
The weather is
Kumo.
The weather.
Kumo. So if you are driving right about now, park. If you are driving, park. And if you are riding, or someone is riding you, I mean, you are enjoying a ride.
Talking about the weather. A weak to moderate rainstorm. Please, this is a public service announcement. A weak to moderate rainstorm observed over the Gulf of Guinea.
Wow.
It's expected to propagate northwards to affect the coastal and inland areas, including cloudiness, while producing thunderstorms with or without rain of varying intensity.
Wow.
So please be advised. I understand the weather is looking...
They give us signals already. So, they give us signals. Wow. Now, Ghana, Mercury, we turn up. Everything be accurate, you know. And now, the weather, they show, whatever you they give us now, you know, possibly they can handle, if they can, you know, happen. So, let's get on Facebook. If you are driving, stop, park, drop your name, drop your location, share the feed. Let's give you a big mention. We are about to do the roll call. So, wherever you are, if you are driving, park. If you are riding, park. Get on Facebook, drop your name, drop your location, and share the feed. Let's give you a big mention on the big show. This is Hit 103.9 FM. Yeah, this is the big show. You Say Waiting, live on Cruise Control. My name is Dr. Shine, and you know the father of all DJs is holding us down. Mercury Quay.
Godwin DJ Senior says, we turn up, our stop and park at Cantonments. Closer to the Second Heaven Embassy. Second Heaven Embassy.
What be Second Heaven?
USA. Aaron BN says, all correct. I parked at a dental market. The rain make my road better. We're in Ghana in Mercury's voice. Big shout out to the Turn Up Army, Guinness Ghana DJ Awards, United by Music. And Kobe Truth says, Kobe's here as usual. I'm crossing the Tema Highway, but I have stopped in the middle. Waiting for clearance. Move. Amos Andy says, Mercury Quay, please, my waist is on top of something. Please clear me now. You are not cleared. You are not cleared. I'll come back. Stay right there. I see a dude. I'm Ponsa. Says, Mekri Kwe. I'm Nanaya of Coco Tuton. As usual, we on our way home from work, but the weather no clear. Driver say he de park until the tenor president clears us. So you are big. Clear us, make we go. You are cleared. And Osei Major says Tema C5. Big shout out to the whole Tema C5 crew. Ruby Mensah says we're watching you live. Tema C12. Well, it looks like Tema C12 has actually got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the weather condition is, you know,
affecting
the yeah, right. Ruby Mensah, big shout out. She says happy birthday to Jayla. There's a Jayla in Nungwa.
Jayla.
Yeah, you do have good jail, you straight, you know. Yeah, right. Keep the messages coming on Facebook, Hits 103.9 FM. You're here with Mekri Kwe. And if it's her birthday today, don't hesitate to share that. You celebrate with Nicole Mary Kidman, AC, an American and Australian actress and producer, John Stephen Goodman, American actor and singer, and of course, Frank James Lampard. You know Lampard, right? The professional football manager and former player who's the manager of Premier League club Everton, right? So Frank James Lampard celebrates his birthday today. If it's a birthday today, you share with Lionel Richie all night long. Mm-hmm. He celebrates his birthday today, yes. Yeah, Dr. Sai, let's get into it.
Mekri, for some time now, you say our economy, yeah. Our economy, everybody, they talk about the economy.
Yeah.
And, you know, back to back, President Akufo-Addo, then invites, they tell us, yo, the problem way or the reason where our economy, you know, they stand on in feet.
Yeah.
One be the, you know, Ukraine, then Russia war.
Right.
Everybody, they carry this issue. Now, Mekri, the good news is that President Akufo-Addo, he go meet the Ukraine president.
What?
He meet President
Zelensky.
He meet him. But there is a big question. People, they ask a big question. They say, what will be the outcome of the meeting?
Right.
We'll go find out.
We'll find out. Let's say a big shout out to Osika Abrante. Says, good evening, Mekri Kwe, Dr. Shine. I'm watching the show live from Ashaiman opposite the Total Fueling Station. Mekri Kwe, this where they are dear. And they feel something.
What did they feel?
It's a good question. Emmanuel Ban says, I park inside next kitchen, Lashibi, by the weather. No one worry. So please clear me now. You're cleared. And that's Etonam from Teshi says, Mercury, please play me Doto by Kini Ice. Turn up for me. Kerioto says, good evening. Baumia, when will dollar come down? Wisdom says, Mercury Quay, Dr. Shana, beg. Are they right? Someone, please clear me. Right. Yeah.
Bicycle
Or maybe, you motor. Know, Uber, the hailing right. Services,
yeah.
Shaxi, Uber, Yango,
Bolt,
all of that.
Yeah.
Once you board the vehicle, you are a rider.
Yeah.
So you are riding.
Yeah.
So I, you know,
someone is riding.
Someone
you.
Is, yeah. You know. Some people asked, you know, the question yesterday, and people have been asking. Okay. Evie Arnold was asked yesterday.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, what does riding mean in our context?
Oh.
So I had to put it in context for us all to understand. So it means you were being driven.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So Extra Dawn says, catching crews with the weather, and I'm about to do the do. Should I park? Aram says, Godwin DJ Senior, no cash for me. It goes on and on, right? So I think, So we're going to get into this quickly, and Dr. Shine would give us the details. My name is Mekri Kwe, and I've got the whole team in the place where I do this, in the place, DJ Icon. Of course, my man Ziggy Arnold is here. Full house. And it's good to know you on the other side. Get on Facebook, Hits 103.9 FM. Let me know where you are. Drop your location to be cleared right after this.
For 15 years, Quick Credit has been your trusted partner in microlending, empowering lives and making dreams a reality. Today, we're excited to announce a new age. Quick Credit is now Bills Microcredit. Still committed to serving Ghanaians and changing lives, Bills is here to show you that everything is possible. Join us as we embrace a brighter future. Bills, financing your needs.
Ghana Fway!
Franco!
Esa the electrical appliances for Frabe Joshua! Washing machines,
a general many yopo,
CCTV cameras,
any dog clay.
I be you know that. Seba mobile phones, this is iPhones, Infinix, Nokia, Samsung, any the Kikahu, anyone says you see na. Franco, in our binya the papa, ne water phone say Tim Franco air conditioners, every 1.5, adequacy 2.5 horsepower, Samsung Franco TV, every 32, adequacy 85 inches. Franco, SSO tabletop, double decker, any chest freezers, and change in a mahuadin kwa. Shisha Franco, kwabata biye benwo. Name of head office, a wada braka. Wani Roxy Cinema ne di enimre. Friend, 0246-422-338. In a 055-5939-311. Franco! Electrical appliances, papa. Pa. If he...
No, yefe mule, yefe mula, yefe mule.
Introducing Pick 4 from Game Park Games, the easiest lottery to play and win. Pick 4 numbers from 0 to 9 up to 3 times a day to become one of our daily winners. More mula, more power. Play online at www.gameparkgames.com or dial *946# to play. Game Park Games is regulated by the National Lottery Authority. Not for persons under 18. Play responsibly. Pick 4 from Game Park Games. More mula, more power.
We at the Multimedia Group are proud to announce that we are the official free-to-air radio broadcast right owners for Euro 2024. These rights were acquired from Sporty TV, who are the official free-to-air broadcast right owners for Ghana and Nigeria. We will deliver live commentary of selected games, including the opening game and the final, with our team of talented commentators and seasoned analysts on Joy FM, Love FM, Hits FM, Adum FM, Insura FM, and Asempa FM. Apart from the live radio commentary, the Multimedia Group has also curated some custom Euro 2024 shows on radio, TV, and digital, as well as live viewing events, all aimed at delivering unparalleled experiences of the competition for our audience. The 24-team competition, being hosted by Germany, will run from June 14 to July 11, 2024. The Multimedia Group's radio broadcast coverage of the Euro 2024 tournament is by kind courtesy of Sporty TV and Sporty Bet. Watch selected matches of Euro 2024 live on Sporty TV, channel 36 on your digital TV sets. And the Joy Sports coverage of Euro 2024 is sponsored by NASCO. NASCO, bring home happiness.
Right, you're tuning to the big station, Hits 103.9 FM. The Cruise Control right here, the biggest drive time show on radio. Don't forget, on this show, you stand the chance to win 500 Ghana Cedis cash live. All you have to do is to pick up your phone and play the game known as the Quick Cash Game. All you have to do is to dial *281#, select option 5 and play this interesting game and, of course, rewarding game called Quick Cash. I wish you all the best on that. Don't forget, I'm going to do the draw just before I say goodbye from the show, which is going to be at 55 past the hour 6. Right, now it's time to check out what's making rounds in the world from Ghana to Ukraine. Let's go.
Right, Mercury, let's say big ups to all the trot-trot drivers, the taxi drivers, you know, and everyone listening to us. You see, you know, we than you, they do the show. We then you they do the show. That'd be why anytime we can land, we say join us on Facebook. Then we they drop the WhatsApp line. That's 0548-841039. 0548-841039. So that you then ask, we all go have a convo. We go have a chat about what we can discuss here on the show. Now, Mercury, you see, say President Akufo-Addo.
Yeah.
Now, he did some global peace summit. for Switzerland.
Right.
Now, at this summit, big men, you know, from big countries where they come, you know, gather for there, say that they can discuss the way forward in terms of peace, you know, for the these countries. They can discuss what will happen, how we go feel maintain peace in our country. How we
go feel maintain. I think mainly peace in Ukraine.
Exactly.
You know, especially with the war ongoing between Ukraine and Russia.
Russia.
You know, so I think there was a lot of deliberation at that meeting. But, you know, it's very interesting to know that, as you mentioned, the president got to meet with, you know, my one of the men that I look up to. He's become, you know, my model. You know, not my role model, because
your model, not your role model.
No, not my, but my model. Mm-hmm. I admire his resilience. I admire his you know, perseverance. Mm. You know, I learned a lot from him. I'm talking about Zelensky, President Zelensky, the president of Ukraine.
And of course, Michael Kwe, you know, our president.
Yeah,
President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
Right.
You know, Michael him, and that was a beautiful discussion. Very beautiful discussion. They have a beautiful convo. And maybe what did they talk about? Be what people want to know. People are interested in this conversation. Say, because you know, for some time now, what will they hear? Be say the war between these two countries, you know, Ukraine and Russia, be they have impact, great impact on our economy. And you know, things know they go up now. People they complain if they go buy kinky, you know, the price. And all these things, inflation, every day we they talk about this, it is skyrockets. We they talk about this thing every day. So Ghanaians want to know what they go happen now that president is meeting, you know, a president from, you know, one of the countries where war, they affect we. People want to know what they happen. Now, there is good news. There is good news. And this good news is that we dey hear some agric, some food, some exportation, some importation, then things. Let's listen to what President Akufo-Addo has been talking about at the meeting. Take off. Mary, this they look like it will be good news. It will be good news. It will look like it will turn the economy around. It will look like this one after this meeting. Oh, we go feel food. We go see food. We go see, say, no, the country turn around. Things they go well. People where they complain, say, oh, now food be expensive, then things. We sure say all these things go calm down. So we will have to listen to what President Akufo-Addo, the discussion. But then get on Facebook. Get on Facebook and see the video. Mercury. No, this convo between them and this collaboration between them, they look good.
The consequences of the invasion go far beyond the confines of Europe. Indeed, in many ways, Africa has been the greatest victim of the conflict. Consideration is given to the disruption of global trade, supply chains, lines, and the blockade of the Black Sea have had devastating impacts on our economies, on our standards of living. High inflation, skyrocketing prices of foodstuffs have been some of the consequences of the invasion. And therefore, we have a vested interest in participating in efforts to find a means for the resolution of this conflict. The resolution of the conflict, in our view, has to be, like some of my colleagues have already said, based on a comprehensive, just and lasting, enduring peace, founded on the principles of international law and the United Nations Charter. It is a global imperative, finding such a peace, which affects Ghana, and I dare say, the rest of Africa. We support the objectives of this summit and support the communication that is emanating from it. But we do believe that if we're going to arrive at a definitive settlement, some methods should be found whereby the Russian Federation and the People's Republic of China join these deliberations. But once again, I want to express my gratitude to the two co-conveners.
This is our president. President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Mekwe. Bleh. Flow. Ah. Bamuyada. And if it represents us in international gatherings like this. You see, say don't the president go with international gatherings like this where he speak. You just say no, Ghana we there. Ghana we there. Even though people they talk say, oh, you see, it not be how best you go speak or how well you go flow, how fluent you speak. It be work, the work for day on the grounds. But then, Magukwe, the flow it day on. The flow is on, he's fluent, and you know, it they give Ghana some mileage. But now back to the convo. You know, there's this discussion that they talk about Ukraine exporting, you know, them a great export to Ghana then things. Mekukwe, people they talk say, what happened to our planting, you know, planting for food and blah, 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 then things way, then our lands way, they Ghana here, then things. People they ask big questions. Take off if this has to do with agric dentists, who they talk say, hey, so Ghana, this our land still. We no go feed farm then, you know,
feed
on. Michael Quay, people they ask big questions. What be your take on this particular meeting?
You know, first of all, I mean, it feels good that Ghana gets to be a part, you know, of such a gathering.
Yeah.
And as the president put it, you know, felicitations to the conveners of the meeting.
Mm.
Of course, this is a drive for peace. Definitely, it's only a devil that would not want to see
peace
you know, between Russia and Ukraine. And of course, you know, all the other countries that it's not limited to Russia and Ukraine. There are a few other countries, Israel and, you know, all of that. So this was a gathering to have a dialogue on the way forward, on pushing for indelible peace. You know, between Ukraine and Russia,
yeah,
which definitely would benefit a lot of countries, including Ghana. I appreciate that, you know, and I heard some of the things our dear president said about high inflation as a result of, you know, lack of food import in our case, right?
Yeah.
And all of that. You know, I think that we should actually arrest the situation and take our destiny in our hands, because it is possible to do a lot of the things that we expect to come from
other countries,
other places, are so much possible. We are rich with these things already. So it beats my mind when we always fold our arms and expect them to come. We expect to be fed, you know, by other countries when it comes to some of these things. You understand? I don't want to go into detail, but I said there's so much we can do.
Yeah.
So I always wonder why the excuses that we have. You know, look at China, look at Dubai. There are many things that their natural resources couldn't provide, but they have found artificial ways
of doing it
to create some of these things. You know, so it is possible. I don't know why it becomes impossible in Ghana, when the word itself says, I am possible.
Possible.
You know, let us sit up, you know, and stop putting blame, you know, playing blame games.
Blame games.
You know, accusing fingers. What happened to food storage? What happened to food preservation? I see these silos. I drive by the North Industrial Area, and I see these silos that were built years ago. How are we utilizing them?
Ghana.
If we are not utilizing them, have we found alternatives to that? The answer is no. These market women do their best. They bring produce and all these things go rotten. And then what? We will now have to start chasing these things from other places? Come on.
A country called Ghana, my quickly. So we for all work and change this thing, you know? We for all come together and make sure, say, this narrative go change. Yeah. This narrative go change. But Mercury, people they talk something to, and I don't know why people they ask this question. I find this question some way. It be like some people too are worried. Say, if President go meet Ukraine president Putin no go Borden start the sense on emails then things.
No,
this one too.
No, this one. It was a very transparent
meeting,
and I think the president made his, you know, grievances clear.
Exactly.
You know, his lamentations were amplified for all to hear. So I'm not sure this is a problem. And of course, the peace, Russia itself needs it because they are suffering from war.
Exactly.
Russia is suffering from war. Let's call a spade a spade and not a big spoon. So peace is something that is, you know, great at this point. And both countries are, you know, suffering from fatigue when it comes to this war of attrition. Who idolizes that?
Mercury, let's come back to Ghana. Let's come down to Ghana. Now, you see, will they tell you, say, this whole political season, it starts not that.
Yeah.
Take off. We all, they think, say, next month, it go start. But now, the thing, they boil too much. Now, Mercury, you see, yesterday, we were talking about taxes. Especially when former president, President Mahama, you know, he go talk something where people say this one, he be dabbed to former, you know, vice president. He be dabbed to vice president Bahumia. They talk say Sia then things, mum fast Sia, no mommy, this one, you know, be Sia issue. He be say Ghanaians for authenticate, Ghanaians for verify you. So, you know, be Sia issue. Yesterday, we spoke about this issue and the fact that everybody get in taxes. Everybody get how they doing things. Maybe we now, spokesperson for the chief imam. He's also talking about this taxes way they talk about. He said everybody they use taxes for this election. Politicians, everybody getting taxes. So, you know, Dr. Bahumia, for some time now, Mike, we see videos where they enter churches, they meet people, you know, go enter homes, enter schools, you know, meet people.
Right.
No, SSD schools, then things, they know they enter the school of death, they know be allowed. But then, homes, churches, then things, they meet people. The last time he met with the student, it be youth summit where the students all come meet them, where they had this gathering. So he's meeting the people. It be house to house thing, church to church thing, where did they do? They say all this thing, it be taxes, especially the fact that he's entering church. He say if all and people say vote give him, he no go win. So if he grab the attention of everyone, if he grab the attention of all political party members, all religious groups, if I grab the attention of everyone, so the church where they enter, it is just part of the taxes. It not be any big deal. It be taxes.
So now, and I want all those who are listening to me, I'm not doing politics.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Muslim, but I'm not doing politics.
Yeah.
He's doing political tactics.
To cut across.
Dr. Bahumia knows that even if all Muslims in this country vote for me, he cannot win election.
Mm-hmm.
True or false?
Mm.
True. If all Muslims will vote for Bahumia because of the statistics we have.
Yes.
Yes. So politically, it doesn't make sense.
To be on one side.
To be on one side. So he's doing politics. And people must view him from the angle of his political strategy to be able to get the vote from every corner. And like all politicians do.
Mm-hmm.
All the politicians do. They do come to Muslims. And some of them will come to the chief imam and request prayer from him.
Mm-hmm.
From him. Chief imam lays hands on politicians. He lays his hand on politicians. And it's in the pictures. People know. Uh-huh. Now, when I have met the chief imam and find Muslim and Christian politicians have come, they squat and give their heads to the chief imam to hold and pray. Uh-huh. It is because of how they see him. Uh-huh. But it doesn't make them less Christians.
Okay.
Mercury, it be taxes.
Right.
So, you see, say, since it starts, they go to churches, then things. Some people say, why a true Muslim, you go enter church, then go, they do rallies, then pastors go, they pray for you, then things. You know, as this, we see videos, then things. People, they talk. Talked about me, are you Muslim? Where they see then they enter churches. So this is what the spokesperson for the chief imam is clarifying. Say, be you know, be any big deal. You know, be any big deal.
churches, tactics, practice.
You know, it don't be any big deal. It's just like, you know, Christians coming to the mosques to talk to the people there, entering the zongos, talking to the people there that, hey, vote for me. It'd be just one people soliciting for votes. Make you not make big deal. This has no religious this and attack to him. No, it'd be just tactics. It'd be tactics. So everything they see in the video, it'd be political tactics.
Right.
It'd be tactics. Send us your message, 0548-841-039. 0548-841-039. Yeah, we go read them here live on the show.
That's right.
Mercury.
Yeah, before that,
mm-hmm.
Today is the birthday of one of the amazing people shining light upon the entertainment industry in Ghana.
The people we need.
Yes. Offering jobs to people.
Wow.
And of course, lighting up nightlife in Tema.
No, this person must be celebrated.
Beyond that, he is one of the people staring. He's staring what I call the nighttime economy.
Wow.
Nighttime
economy. Wow.
In Ghana.
Wow.
Yes. This word, that's a sign, just mark it. You start hearing it. Nighttime economy. So I'm talking about the CEO and owner of Green's Lounge in Tema, Dr. Thomas Agassi.
Oh,
yeah,
Agassi.
Yeah, Thomas Agassi. It's your big day today. It's your birthday today. God bless you for the amazing job you're doing.
Fantastic.
For the amazing people of Tema, you know, making nightlife the real life.
Oh,
and of course, offering employment to creative art practitioners, DJs. Musicians, what have you, and also boosting the tourism. Yeah, industry, you know, through offering jobs to, you know, hospitality, you know, professionals, to make sure that, you know, life is better for all of us.
Exactly.
So God bless you. More years, more money, and health, Mr. Thomas Agassi. Yes.
For stay green forever.
Green, yeah, green.
Mercury,
yeah.
Let's get into this. You see, this argument, Reverend Obofor can't shake some table.
Yeah.
Few days ago, he can't shake the table for Ghana here. You see, Ghana be one country where a lot of people, they tag as Christian country. They tag this country as a country with prominent men of God. A country with genuine men of God. A country with men of God, where these people, if they bless you, you know that genuinely you've been blessed. However, Reverend Obofor, one man of God, where people they see so into, he be genuine man of God. Others too have their reservations anyway. But then a lot they see say, no, the founder of the APC church, he be genuine man of God. But okay, we woke up one day to this man's, you know, revelation and confession, telling us all that he is not a genuine man of God.
What?
He is never a genuine man of God. And he's not alone. There is no genuine man of God in Ghana. He say, oh, we're a church. There is no genuine man of God in this country. So the people where you they see, you know, leading services, prophesying, praying, and things, forget. They have things. They have things where if you hear, you go shock. Things where if you hear, you know, go love self say, you go follow them again. This table where Reverend Obofor can shake, there is a response. But the mock will listen to Reverend Obofor on this particular one. Why is he saying there is no genuine man of God?
No authentic man of God.
In Ghana.
Opinions. You can't take his opinion away from him. But he has the right to free his mind.
In your opinion?
No, he has the right
in your opinion.
That there are no men,
genuine man of God.
who?
Because he claimed, no, there were a lot of things
what,
he mentioned.
Is there the...
Part one. Me respect him, Sofubi. He's a very great man of God. I respect him so much. And he passed the comment. I want to be done here. Oh, two names, sorry, my friend. I'm not respect, man, the altar of God. Very important. when I'm here for what you're here to do, see me. Oh, yeah, no. Then, and all the catch on, must say, no more for respect to my uncle Ponko for all the Vienna or Jirai. Or say, especially the genuine, there is no genuine man of God in this world. Muntia me, there is no genuine man of God in this country. No pastor is a healer in this country. I'm not attacking church, which I will never do that. But almost statement to be a while, I was set free with him. Now focus on me call and over bread 3 days. There were 3 days here, back in cancer. There's no genuine man of God in this country. What makes him genuine? The open is our year fully genuine. What didn't woman a year at China Jan? Whenever you don't pop it, I'm an hour your Bible said you want to be ready if you want to be ready. I'm a suffer. Mean Cassia Jan in Timich, that's how you're bonding you. But when you go to manage genuinity, our failure. And every failure is a failure. Obi awali ebe timi egu tie statement na wan biscuit me. There was who a genuine man of God no. Wakobu obi agiri sika. There was a genuine man of God in the name of say or Cambrofo no. Or ya tresam. Genuinity no, or ya tresam. There was who a genuine man of God no. Otwika okrom ha to top basasia ontua duty. There who bu ni genuine na all condemn ni pardon. Otwi basis okrom blow away ni pakro ni baby eba. Our pastors, our boy, by Corona, on your duty. They will put the genuine man of God, no? Or the land guard, the forger, as I say, so Jim Coffon Sassy, genuine man of God, no? Genuine man of God, no? Or remove office, when the mutter free chair will be hard. So, genuinity, I ain't genuine.
He said, where the genuine, who be the genuine man of God? Where the genuine man of God, the way they? This be the big question where, you know, Reverend Obofor they ask. But my quick, people say, you know, be enough. As you can't talk where you want, do this thing, prove to us, say, no. You yourself, you name yourself, say, no, me, Reverend Obofor, I not be the new man. And you know, they mention, say, people get buses, then things.
No, but
tell
he
us
said,
them my name. They say, make him tell us them my name. Big smoke, you know, say, oh,
name
this man.
Shame.
Name and shame. Tell us, oh, this man, oh. He, oh, so we all the hell I'm so he be genuine man. We they give him our tithe and things. So you know, so that we will know. We don't want to be following blindly.
No, but he's already said that there's no genuine man. Bamuyada.
Rev, you know, this issue. Where
so if you know you are genuine,
can't defend.
Maybe
this issue, you just say, you know, Joe Metal. Joe Metal be one man way aside, you know, singing and things. It be full ministration they do.
Yeah.
Full ministration. If he they on stage, say they sing, you just say no. You they feel the presence.
It's genuine.
Genuine. You they feel the presence of the anointing. You they feel them everywhere. So he say, ah. Oh, waiting this man they talk. He say, Reverend Obofor, he say, waiting. How can you say there's no genuine man of God in this country when we see people healing people, you know, people bringing testimonies? What this genuine man of God have done for them?
Talking about that, mm-hmm. Let's say big shout outs to one of our genuine listeners. Her name is Esi.
Esi.
Tema, TDC. She's in tune to the big show.
TDC. Esi. AC. Well, we go listen to Joe Metal. He said, no, we get them plenty for here.
Opinions. You can't take his opinion away from him. But he has the right to free his mind.
In your opinion?
No, he has the right
In your opinion.
That there are no men.
Genuine man of God. Because he claimed, no, there were a lot of things he mentioned.
Is there a meter that is being used to check?
Oh, yeah, he mentioned that most of the pastors you believe in are failures. They have their own internal issues. Some have their marital breakups. Some are adulterers. Some have threesomes. Some are fraudsters. Some are engaged in illegal activities aided by the government. So some of them are schemers and scammers.
You know how you said some?
Yes, some.
If they are wrong ones, it means they are right ones. There can never be one-sided kind of, you know. If they are wrong ones, they are right ones. And
they don't need to prove anything to him. You know, these people are pleasing God, and God is the one that judges whether he's pleased with their lives or he's not. You understand? So I feel like sometimes, I mean, this whole conversation, I don't know why I feel like it will put me in trouble, but at the same time, what I believe is he's an individual.
Mm.
I think he speaks more for himself. He should allow the others to also. You can't just say there's not one. They're not one genuine. I'm not here to be the one to even validate. But I can tell you that they are men of God.
Mm.
And they are true, true men of God.
Mm.
His opinion is his opinion. People are being blessed. Lives are being transformed.
Mm. So, there's a sign. What defines... I think this is a big conversation.
A very big one.
What defines a true man of God? Because there are a lot of people in our system who call themselves men of God. So, what makes the pass? What makes a man of God?